From a massive crisis in Asia, we move to a considerably smaller one that's unfolding in a South American rainforest. The forests in and around Ecuador's Yasuni National Park are home to an extraordinary range of animals and plants. They're also home to a small group of native people and a large amount of oil. Drilling began there a few decades ago, and the Ecuadorian government and the oil company tried to limit its environmental impact. But there were some problems they couldn't foresee. Among them was a boom in commercial hunting. Daniel Grossman reports that all that hunting threatens to transform the forest ecosystem.
A motorized canoe pulls ashore early one morning on the bank of the Napo River in eastern Ecuador. A group of Guarani Indians are arriving for market day in the village of Pompeia. Nearby, truck drivers unload hardware, dry goods, and beer. A cluster of men spot four Guarani women carrying the haunches of smoked wild animals. They approach the women, and bidding on the cargo begins. The meat will soon be served at restaurants across Ecuador's Amazonia region. Business is brisk at the Pompeia bushmeat market. A recent report estimated that about 12 tons is sold here every year, most hunted in the Guarani's rainforest home on the other side of the Napo.
Among the mammals, the species that is more commonly sold is what we call the guanta, the agouti, which is a very large rodent.
Quito-based biologist Esteban Suarez wrote the report. He says the agouti is among nearly 50 species that the Guarani sell in Pompeia.
Also, the two large wild pigs that we have in this area.
There are also birds, reptiles, and fish for sale in growing numbers. And Suarez says the hunting by the Guarani is starting to take a toll.
They're pretty much catching every single monkey that they can get their hands on.
The impact on animal populations worries Suarez, but he's more concerned about the overall health of the forest. Big mammals perform critical jobs in a rainforest, like dispersing seeds and controlling seed-eating rodents. A forest without its big mammals could be an ecosystem in trouble. The Guarani's forest territory is in what's now Yasuni National Park. Its rich ecosystem is home to troops of common howler monkeys, as well as rare mammals such as jaguars and pumas. The Guarani have hunted here for centuries, but until recently, only to feed themselves. What's happening now is different. It's totally illegal, says Ecuadorian wildlife official Javier Vargas. The Guarani have the right to hunt, Vargas says, but only for subsistence. What is not permitted is commercial hunting. Perhaps that's why I couldn't find any Guarani willing to talk about the bushmeat trade. The Guarani started selling bushmeat to outsiders in the 1960s when Ecuador began to open its Amazonian lowlands to oil drilling. The Guarani developed an appetite for modern goods, and hunting earned them cash to buy them. Still, the hunting might have been limited if not for a road into the forest, which starts across the river from the Pompeia market. An oil company built the road in the mid-1990s. At the time, it was touted as ecologically friendly. Access is tightly controlled, and that's mostly prevented the kinds of problems that have followed new forest roads elsewhere, such as homesteading and clearing of the forest by outsiders. But it seems no one foresaw that the road would become a bushmeat superhighway. It created an easy route out of the forest for Guarani hunters, including free transportation. Any Guarani can hitch a ride on an oil company vehicle. Biologist Suarez says that means hunters can bring out a lot more meat.
If you are walking, you cannot carry like much more than maybe two wild peccaries in your bag, and that's it, so you don't hunt anymore. But if you know that there's going to be a truck that will come eventually through the road, and you can transport that much more meat, then you kill like the whole troop of peccaries.
Suarez says commercial hunting in the Yasuni forest is simply not sustainable. Javier Vargas of the Environment Ministry agrees, but he says there are no plans to shut down the market. We could go and seize all the animals, Vargas says, but we've already done that elsewhere, and it doesn't work. What we want to do, he says, is join forces with other institutions to help to fight the issue in a more strategic way. Vargas says the government hopes to suppress the trade in other ways. They're also trying to develop other sources of income for the Huarani, including ecotourism. Wildlife scientist Esteban Suarez is cautiously optimistic about such plans, but he says the Ecuadorian government will need to work creatively to protect the forest and its wildlife, while also respecting the rights of the people who live there. For The World, this is Daniel Grossman, Pompeia, Ecuador.
Daniel's story was supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting and the Whole Systems Foundation.